Welcome to Classics Live. I'm Daryl Brogdon. The Goldenberg Duo is featured in today's Classics Live with classical favorites for violin and piano in a Rule Joyce recital at Johnson County Community College. Susan and William Goldenberg have been giving these fun, informal, and informative concerts around Kansas City for almost 40 years. Concert tours have taken them all over the world, at festivals and as soloists with symphonies. They've been sponsored by the National Endowment for the Arts, Arts Councils, and by the consulates of various countries. So here are Susan, the violinist, and William, the pianist, for an hour of chamber music for violin and piano with a Goldenberg Duo.
We're thrilled to be on this series, and we extend a very warm thank you to Doreen Morande, who is the wonderful orchestrator of this great eclectic series. She makes it happen. I've been with the orchestra for 38 years now, and my brother is Distinguished Professor of Piano at Northern Illinois University, and we've performed together for about 38 years and all over the world. And we'll talk about each of the pieces we will play for you today. The first composer we will feature is Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, one of the most prolific of all the composers. He was born in Salzburg, Austria. He died when he was only 35 years old, but he left us with an enormous amount of music, operas, symphonies, piano concertos, violin concertos, chamber music, a beautiful requiem, one of the most gorgeous of all the requiems. He was a court musician, and he studied music with his father. He was a violinist. That was his main instrument. He loved elegant clothing. He was influenced by Bach and Mozart. And we will play for you just the first movement of this Mozart sonata. It's in E minor, and it's the only minor key he wrote for violin sonatas, and it was believed he wrote it when his mother was very ill and later died. So it has a bit of a somber, bittersweet quality to it. So this is just the first movement today of the Mozart Sonata in E minor.
Thank you.
We will feature on your program. It's from England. Edward Elgar was one of the most famous of the English composers, born in Dover. He was a very romantic composer. He's most famous for a work you probably all know called Pomp and Circumstance. Always at the high school graduations or probably even college graduations now. Very famous and wonderful march. He also wrote the wonderful Enigma Variations, which our Kansas City Symphony has performed many times and recorded. He was a violinist, and he was influenced by his mother. He received an honorary doctorate from Yale, and in his later years when he retired, he enjoyed performing at an asylum in England called the Powick Asylum. And we will play for you two short pieces by Elgar. The first is Chanson du Matin, which means Song of the Morning. It's a very demure and very sweet melody. And the second is called Salut d'amour, which means Love's Greeting. And he wrote this for his wife in 1888 after she gave him a poem called Love's Grace. So these were written in about 1888, and I am also playing these two English pieces of the English composer Elgar on an English violin. It was made near England by a man named Samuel Gilkes. I've had this instrument for about 25 years, and it was made about the same time Elgar composed these pieces, about 1860.
London.
In London, yes. This was made in London.
It is important.
Thank you.
next composer we will feature is from the United States. We always like to include one American composer on our programs. Aaron Copland was born in New York City of Russian Jewish parents. He was considered the dean of American composers. He was a great teacher and lecturer. In 1945, he won the Pulitzer Prize for Appalachian Spring, a great work for orchestra. He studied in Paris with the very famous teacher, Nadia Boulanger, and he was influenced and loved jazz and the blues idioms. He wrote one opera, The Tenderland, and I was very fortunate to perform this opera in a music festival in Midland, Michigan many years back with Aaron Copland conducting. So it was a great memory of him, very lovely and gentle man. He also composed The Lincoln Portrait, which our symphony has performed many times. And here is a short quote from Aaron Copland. He said, "I don't compose music, I just assemble materials." So we will play two short pieces for you. They were actually for vocal. They're vocal pieces, and they're arranged for violin. The first is a minstrel song called Chingering Chaw. It's from the Old American Songbook. And it's a kind of a fun tongue-in-cheek song, and I'm supposed to sound like a banjo in this one. And the second one is called Simple Gifts, and this is the tune taken directly from Appalachian Spring. Simple Gifts is the Shaker song. The Shakers were a sect from New England, and they believed in the simple life without all the computers and iPhones and Twittering and tweeting and all that. So they really believed simply. And here's the short poem from the Simple Gifts. "'Tis the gift to be simple, 'tis the gift to be free. 'Tis the gift to come down where we ought to be. And when we find ourselves in the place just right, 'twill be in the valley of love and delight." So two songs from the songbook, American songs.
Thank you.
And the next two pieces we will feature are from China. And my brother and I were very fortunate about 10 years ago to visit China, and we played both of these pieces there. The first is called Singing the Night Among Fishing Boats, and the second is called Joy of Spring. And they all sound, they both sound very Asian, because the Asians use the pentatonic scale, which is on the piano the black notes.
That's my cue. I always say, if you play pentatonic, then you can hardly hit wrong notes because all the notes sound beautiful together.
Thank you.
The next two pieces are for solo piano. They're two very short pieces. First one is very sad in nature and beautiful, and the second one is happy and fun and kind of popular in style. So the first one is a Chopin Nocturne. It's in C sharp minor. Chopin, just to give you a little background, he wrote a lot of nocturnes, about 21 nocturnes, and he was famous for kind of, you might say, perfecting the style, or at least his are really all very gorgeous and high quality nocturnes. The word nocturne means night piece, and they're very much like a song, a melody, and often they have a sad, but sometimes just very beautiful, melodic nature to them. This particular nocturne has become a little bit famous for in our popular culture these days, our, as my sister said, Facebook and Twitter and so on, television culture and movie culture. It was used, it's so beautiful, it was used in several movies that you might be somewhat familiar with. One was called The Pianist by Roman Polanski. Another, quite different, was called The Karate Kid, and it was also used in what I'm sure most of you have heard of called Schindler's List. And finally, a rhythm and blues singer even liked it so much, she used it in one of her songs. Alicia Keys is her name, and her song was called As I Am. So it's really, it's quite beautiful piece. I don't know if I can play it beautifully enough, but it's really beautiful. And there's an interesting story, and since we have time, I'll tell you the story. I think you'd be interested. This is an obituary that I have here from the Los Angeles Times of a woman by the name of Natalia Karp. She died at the age of 96. There's an interesting story to her life that I'll read you. Natalia Karp, a concert pianist who was spared from execution during the Holocaust after playing at a party for the commandant of a German concentration camp, died July 9th, 2007. She was 96. She arrived at the camp with her sister in December 1943 and expected to be shot when she was summoned to appear at the birthday party of Amon Goeth, if I'm pronouncing it right, the murderous commandant of the Plazow, work camp in Poland. Instead of executing her, he commanded her to perform, because she was a pianist, or had been known as a pianist. And she said in an interview, "I had not played since 1939, and this was 1943, of course, and she said her fingers were stiff. she said the guests were all looking at her, and he said, play now. And so she said she sat down to play Chopin's Nocturne in C sharp minor, that you'll hear in a moment. And she said because she always found it very sad. When she finished, this commandant declared, "She shall live." So this is a kind of a famous, it is not kind of, it is a famous story. And she replied to him, "Not without my sister, who was also taken to the camp with her." He agreed, and so he saved both of their lives in that way. Later, she said she was sent to Auschwitz with her sister, and they expected to die again, but somehow they managed to survive long enough, and they were liberated the day after VE Day in 1945. And so she survived and lived to 96. And then finally, the last episode in this amazing biography is, she went to England, by the way, and she went on to a career as a concert pianist and performed into her 90s. And she was well known in Britain, and she performed with the London Philharmonic and the BBC Symphony. So that was quite a life, I would say. And then the second piece I'm going to play for you, the story can't quite match that, but maybe on the humorous side it can. This is just a popular composition and tune from Brazil called Tico Tico, no fuba, you may know it. And it has the rhythm of a Brazilian dance called the samba. And it's Tico Tico is like a little bird, and this is kind of about a little bird in the cornmeal having a good time pecking and eating all the corn. And, there are several different sections, and the first section keeps returning a little bit. It's real short, maybe a minute long, I'd say. And we'll start with the nocturne.
Thank you so much for coming today. In the interest of time, just so those of you who want to get to classes can, we will play the last movement, the final movement of the Grieg Sonata. And this is a movement, Allegro Molto Vivace. Edvard Grieg was one of the most important composers from Bergen, Norway, which is in the western part of Norway, with beautiful fjords and glaciers and gorgeous landscape. Grieg was a pianist. He wrote a very famous, beautiful piano concerto, and also another work for orchestra called the Holberg Suite for string orchestra. It's a beautiful work. His music is romantic and from the German tradition. He studied in Leipzig, and his music reflects the rural life of Norway. And my brother and I were very fortunate. In 2007, we traveled to Bergen and played this particular sonata in Bergen. And we visited Grieg's home, which is very famous. It's called Trolldhagen. And my brother got to play on Grieg's piano. So we felt very blessed. So whenever we play this piece, I'm thinking back to Norway. So this is the last movement, and thank you so much for sharing your afternoon, and have a very good Easter week.
Thank you.
That's the Goldenberg Duo. Violinist Susan Goldenberg earned her music degrees from Indiana and Yale Universities, and she plays in the first violin section of the Kansas City Symphony. Her brother, William Goldenberg, is distinguished professor and chair of piano at Northwestern Illinois University. His music degrees are from Indiana University and from the Juilliard School. The Goldenbergs have been giving these story-filled concerts in the Kansas City area for 38 years now. Kansas Public Radio recorded this Rural Joyce recital in the Carlson Center at Johnson County Community College on March 26, 2018. Chuck Smith is our recording engineer. Cordelia Brown is our Classics Live producer. And I'm Daryl Brogdon. Thanks for joining us for another Classics Live. Broadcasts of Classics Live are a production of KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Recorded in KPR's live performance studio in late August 2013, that's pianist Sławomir Dobrzański, playing a piece by Polish composer and pianist from the 19th century, Maria Szymanowska, called The Romance of Prince Galitzin. This is Classics Live on KPR, Kansas Public Radio.